Hey, how you doing, Michael?
I'm doing well. I know you have
Good.
another conversation coming up in a couple of days, and I assume, and tell me if I'm wrong, that one of the things you're going to talk about is issues. What direction the two of you, Mr. Trump and Speaker Ryan, could lead the country if you got together?
Well, yeah, issues and principles for the most part. Look, this is 1 week after this primary effectively ended, and it was a very, very bitter and divisive primary. It's going to take time to put things together. And, you know, the point I was making late last week and I'm making is, as conservatives, there are some universal principles that we as conservatives and Republicans all stand on. You know, limited government, a proper role for the executive, the Constitution. There are just certain principles that we think are universal and are very important. And we want to just make sure that we unify around those principles so we can move together on a united front. And the other point I'm making, Michael, and you know, I haven't listened to your show lately, but you're probably making it, is we can't just pretend to be unified when we know we're not. I think that would be
Exactly.
wrong. If we fake it, then we're going to go into the fall at half strength. And when there's an election where everything is at stake, the Supreme Court, the executive, the legislature, you really just the future of the country for a long time. We can't fake that we're unified. We need to truly become unified. And to truly become unified, I think we have to have a good conversation with one another about the principles and the policies that come from conservatism. People are going to disagree on different policy matters. That's to be expected. And in a big tent party like ours, that's expected. But there are some big principles that we really care about. And that's the kind of thing I think that is worthy of a great party like ours that can unify around it. And we have to discuss and see how we can do that.
Do you think it's possible that you could come out of meeting with Mr. Trump with some very specific agreement? I know that former Speaker Gingrich has talked about some kind of new contract with America that could unite some of the embattled House candidates who need to get reelected.
Well, I don't want to speculate as to what we may or may not accomplish. We don't really know each other. And look, this isn't about Ryan and Trump.
Of
This is
course.
not. This is about whether or not the Republican Party and the conservative movement can unify all the various wings of the party so that we are rowing this boat together in the same direction so that we're at full strength at the fall. I'm not sure that one meeting does that. I think it's a process that needs to begin in earnest. And by the way, we have time. I mean, it's 2 months before July, before the convention. So I think the question is, can we get this party to unify after a very divisive primary? We've had them before in the past, and we've unified in the past. So I think if past is prologue, I think the answer is probably yes.
Okay,
But there are some
we'll be
real
right
questions
back.
that need to be answered that people have that I think, you know, we shouldn't just ignore them. We should, you know, talk them out.
We will be right back with the Honorable Paul D. Ryan, Speaker of the House of Representatives, on the path to real unity, not just superficially, but deeply on issues and directions. Right back with Paul Ryan. 34 minutes after the hour on the Michael Medved Show with the Speaker of the House of Representatives, Paul Ryan. And he, of course, is meeting with Donald Trump. And let me make it very clear. We played your statement, Mr. Speaker, on the air. And what you were saying on the air was very similar to what I've been saying to people, which is that you wanted very, very much, of course, to support the nominee of our party, and you expect that you will. But you wanted to get some agreements, some common ground first, in terms of which way to lead the country. Would that be a fair summary?
Want to know that the core principles we value so dearly will be upheld and championed because that's what we can rally around. And, you know, those of us are dealing with this Obama administration and just a wild abuse of administrative and executive power. You know, we focus a lot on Article 1 of the Constitution, the separation of powers, making sure that we preserve the principle of government by consent of the governed to be a self-governing people, where it is the legislative branch that writes laws and the executive branch faithfully executes those laws. Well, this president and prior presidents, Republicans included, have taken that authority way beyond the Constitution's boundaries. And so that's just, I mean, I've got a few court cases, you know, ourselves with the president right now. And so those are some principles that we believe all conservatives, all wings of the Republican Party care very deeply about, because it goes to the heart of self-government. It goes to the heart of the Constitution. Things like that are things we care deeply about. And so that's just one example. And I think that that's important, that if we're going to unify the various wings of our parties, that we make sure that we have an adherence to these common principles, and then we apply them and offer real solutions. So there are clearly policy disputes that people have in our party, and that's to be expected. And no one's suggesting we have to get lockstep on all these policy issues. Well, heck, Mitt Romney and I had disagreements on some policy issues in 2012. That's not the point. The point is, can we be a party that gravitates on around our common principles, principles of conservatism, which are the hallmark of the Republican Party, the principles that built the country in the first place? And then can we have the kind of campaign that we're proud of moving forward, that is a campaign that is animating, inclusive, that actually brings people together so we can win? I do have some experience with the Electoral College. It wasn't the most pleasant experience because we lost in 2012. And I just want to know that we can put together the kind of a campaign that not just unifies all Republicans, but actually can go out and capture independents and disaffected Democrats so we can actually win this thing. And that's why I said at the outset of your show, we can't pretend to unify and then not be unified and go forward, you know, still fighting half strength in the fall.
Oh, of course.
We need to try and unify so that we're at full strength, and it's an honest conversation that we have to have with one another.
I know that nearly all of the members, the House majority that you lead as Speaker, have taken tax increase pledge, the
right.
No new taxes pledge.
Right.
And it's unclear.
As did I when I first ran.
Of course. I mean, and you fought for that your whole career. Do you think that you'll be able to get Mr. Trump to agree to that? There's been some confusion about his position on taxes recently.
I do. I mean, we here in the House, and look, I'm the former chair of the Ways and Means Committee. All tax laws must originate in the House, and we feel very strongly about principles of tax reform, the goal of which is to lower tax rates, to get cronyism out of the tax code, to have comprehensive tax reform for families, small businesses, and just to stop playing, you know, engineer in the code up here in Washington and let people just keep more of their money and do what they want with it. And by the way, we think that's the crown jewel of an economic growth agenda. And he did put out a plan that did, you know, that did do this. So I don't see that we're real far apart on that. Not to mention the fact that in the House, we will write the first draft of tax reform, because all tax laws must originate in the House and in the House Ways and Means Committee. So that's part of our agenda project that we're working on, a blueprint for tax reform. And we think that's the crown jewel of an economic growth package, part of the agenda that we're working on. And I think that is one thing that does animate and basically get all conservatives on the same page. So that is one of those policies coming from our principles that we believe we can and should unify around to take to the country. And I have every reason to believe we could do that.
Mr. Speaker, I know you have to run, and let me wish you Godspeed. And let's hope, for the sake of the conservative cause, aside from just the game, the horse race aspect of things, you can continue to make the great progress that the country needs on the issues that matter most. That's Speaker Paul D. Ryan of Wisconsin, Speaker of the House of Representatives, who will be meeting on Thursday with Mr. Trump.